From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomes Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to the White House for a meeting Tuesday to discuss the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal and the fight against the Islamic State. The Vice President, Joe Biden, is also due to attend the meeting and the lunch. Australia has been conducting airstrikes in both Iraq and Syria as part of a U.S.-led coalition bombing Islamic State targets since late 2014. The Pentagon said Turnbull and U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter discussed developments in Iraq and Syria during their own meeting on Monday. Global financial markets seem to be overreacting to falling oil prices and the risk of a sharp downturn in China's economy. That's according to the chief economist of the International Monetary Fund Tuesday. He spoke after the IMF cut its global forecast for the third time in about a year. Oil prices slipped to the lowest level since 2003 earlier Tuesday. At a news conference, he had advice for OPEC members. This is Maurice Obstfeld.
Clearly, there is a fiscal challenge. Budgets will have to be adjusted to be put on a sustainable basis. We would recommend that, to the extent it's possible, to shield the most vulnerable in the population in making these adjustments. That would be a good thing. That might call for thinking about using this as an opportunity for tax reform. One obvious area of reform would be where fuel subsidies still exist, to think about cutting those.
These latest comments come as the World Economic Forum opens today in Davos, Switzerland. It runs through January 23rd. VOA News. An estimated 3,500 people, mainly women and children, are believed to be held as slaves in Iraq by Islamic State militants who impose a harsh rule marked by gruesome public executions, according to the United Nations Tuesday. The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq and UN Human Rights Office estimated that more than 3,500 people are being currently held in slavery. They are being held predominantly women and children from the Yazidi community, but a number from other ethnic and religious communities, minority communities, according to a joint report issued in Geneva. The report detailed executions by shootings, beheading, bulldozing, burning alive, and throwing people off buildings. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a suspected suicide blast Tuesday killed at least 12 people and wounded many more. Witnesses say the bomber was riding a motorbike that struck a security checkpoint separating Khyber Tribal District from Peshawar. This is a hospital city official where some of the injured are being treated at Hyderabad Medical Complex.
Dead bodies mein ek bachcha aur panch adults hain.
Dr. Shahzada Akbar says he says at the hospital where some of the victims are being treated, among them is a child and five adults among the dead bodies. Among the injured admitted are two children. The rest are the adults. So far, there are no claims of responsibility. The aid group MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, said Tuesday that attempts by various European Union nations to deter migrants have put thousands of people in danger and created more business for smugglers. In a report, it said border closures and tougher policing only encourage people seeking sanctuary jobs to use other routes to get to Europe. This is Aurelie Pontio with Doctors Without Borders.
The EU and European governments are focused mainly on deterrence measures and not on responding to the needs of these people. So what we have been treating all year long is actually the consequences of these policies. All medical needs that we have treated, all the mental health suffering that we have seen was directly related to inadequate reception conditions, incoherent border policies, lack of coordination of the aid response, and also some blockages in the delivering of humanitarian assistance.
Twitter said Tuesday that its social network was suffering outages in several parts of the world and was working to resolve the issues. It appeared to be concentrated in Europe. Both Twitter and web mobile services suffered outages for at least an hour, around 9 hours universal time. And a statement on the company's Twitter status acknowledged that users were experiencing problems. Outages were reported in Britain, France, Germany, Japan, Scandinavia, Spain, and South Africa. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.